Hey, loving play school at the moment, and it's mainly because I've got a 1-year-old child, and so we're kind of moving into that area where she's interested in television. Mm-hmm. And we obviously don't want to spend too much time with her in front of the box, but when we do, it's stuff like The Wiggles and play school that is educational.
Yeah.
What blew me away, because it's obviously been quite a while since I've watched play school, is how far along it's come.
It's so inclusive and educational, which is beautiful. Like there's... I just love that it's so inclusive and there's just different topics that are discussed all the time. Mm. Big topics that are going around the world that you know that once India gets old enough to ask questions, you're going to start getting some questions.
Going to have to explain it, yeah. So they're covering off some of that stuff, and we thought we'd catch up with Emma Palmer, who's heavily involved with doing that on Play School in terms of writing and whatnot.
Yeah, and there she has written and performed a little Play School video, and it's called Hello Friend, and here it is, just a little bit of it now.
The other thing that you might have heard grown-ups talking about is something called coronavirus. You might have even stopped visiting your grandparents for the moment.
And you're probably staying at home a lot.
Yeah, so talking about things that kids definitely understand at the moment, Hello Friends, and hello to Emma Palmer from Play School.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, Emma. Can I just say, I know I kind of said it in the intro, but bravo to you and bravo to the guys at Play School for really evolving the show and actually tackling some serious stuff that it might be tough for parents to explain.
Yeah, thank you. It was just one of those things when, yeah, we were at home. We were actually probably isolating for about a week before most other people, just by virtue of the fact that my daughter had a cough and got sent home from school, and both my partner and I are actors and our shows both got shut down. So we were at home and I was watching all this stuff, and I was tuned into all the various different parent groups that I'm tuned into. And I just suddenly, you know, I thought, as did the producers at Play School, you know, where's Play School on this? And, you know, we're such an integral part of the fabric of every Australian's childhood that it really feels like we need to be responding in this moment and giving them the support and the comfort that they need. And and, you know, various conversations ensued, and we ended up with Hello Friends.
And how's the reception been on the release of Hello Friends?
Phenomenal. So we had, well, I must say that I drink personally, but the producers, sorry, that's my 9-month-old in the background. My partner's just done that classic run in and grab the baby.
Oh. If only we were doing this via FaceTime, we could have had a viral vid go.
It would have been, it was exactly like that viral video.
Yeah.
So the producers had, and the various different people who make these decisions at the ABC had a conversation about where the actual little episode would take place, because obviously, you know, if it happened on broadcast television, then we're not in control, or parents aren't necessarily in control of whether or not their children watch it. And because it was such a sensitive issue, and we don't know what each family's choice has been around what information they give their kids, we decided to put it on Facebook Live, so on the ABC Kids Community page. So it was a completely new platform for Play School. But what's really exciting is it's one where we can really easily track how it's going, and it's been shared and viewed almost a million times now.
Brilliant. Wow, yeah.
Clearly had a pretty good response.
So apart from directing people to go and actually watch the episode with their kids, have you got any tips on how you can explain the situation to kids?
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is, kids are so perceptive. I mean, any parent knows that. They pick up on the subtleties of your mood and on things that are going on. So to not be informing them about what's going on at the moment, you know, would be incredibly difficult, I think.
Mm.
And we often do, though, underestimate what kids can handle. Now, you know, without going into the science and the specifics of the whole thing, you know, I think that we need to, in an age-appropriate way, empower our kids with as much knowledge as possible, because then they can start to understand, you know, oh, okay, you know, it's not just me who can't see my grandma, it's everyone who can't come and see grandma at the moment. It's not just my mum who's a germaphobe who's telling me to wash my hands every time I come home. And that was one of the really critical things about the show was just making sure that kids know that it's not just them, that it's everyone that's in this situation at the moment, and that they're actually a part of the solution. So empowering them to see that they're a part of the solution, and that they can actually participate in helping us fight coronavirus.
Yeah.
Is there a song besides Happy Birthday that we're telling the kids to sing to wash their hands? Because I tell you what, Happy Birthday is really grinding on me when I go for the 20-second hand wash. Have you guys jumped on that and released any new music?
Yeah, it's wearing thin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, funny you should ask that. We did actually. We wrote a song called, well, I wrote the lyrics, and our musical director / genius, Peter Dacent, wrote the music to Wash Your Hands, which you can see. We sing it a couple of times on the episode, as well as I think they've started playing it as well on ABC Kids, just as a little interstitial between various different shows.
Oh, good. And
the sheet music, for any of you who are more musically inclined and can, digest and transfer that to your own guitar, is available as well on the Playskool website.
Oh,
so it's a new song called Wash Your Hands. And I suppose what's kind of great, what's good about the song is that it goes through the process of washing your hands, but in a kind of musically fun way. So,
yeah.
You know, you have to, you know, scrub under your nails and get in between your fingers, and, you know, you got to do the proper surgical wash.
Yes, yeah, get in the webbing and all that. Well, where do we go see the video again, on Facebook?
So you can go to the ABC Kids community page. It's on there, as well as a bunch of great resources and information for this bizarre time that we're all living in at home, cooped up with our kids. But you can also watch it very easily. Probably at the moment, the easiest way to get it would be on the ABC Kids app.
So fantastic.
It's one of the first choices on the app at the moment.
Yeah, it's in high rotation, the app itself on my phone at the moment with the old Chromecast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, charge the devices at night, make sure it's available.
That's it. All right, Emma Palmer, you're doing wonderful work. We really appreciate it. We could chat to you all day, but we have to let you go. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, thank you.